Okay, so it looks like my super mic was running out of batteries, and so let's go ahead and try to finish this thing. Alright. Now this question from Dumb Genius number 15 says, for those of us who missed the original short film, can you tell us what happened? Ooh. Oh, that's pretty. Well, first of all, Dumb Genius number 15, I'm looking at your question here, and your writing here looks awfully similar to Dumb Genius number 14. Are you the same person? It looks exactly the same. Your handwriting looks the same, by the way, okay? Well, we're getting greedy now. We're putting a lot of questions in the all-delicious bucket. One question only per person. Anyways, I'll go ahead and answer that. I was actually going to talk about the original short after I get done with the 10-part mini-series. But I'll go ahead and answer that question. For those of you who missed the original short, the original short that aired in, 2017... that thing was about 5.5 to 6 minutes long. Originally, had we included all the parts in that short, I think things would have dragged out to about 12 to 13 minutes. But we kept it at 5.5 minutes because I thought, that's a good time for a short little movie or short film, okay? And the purpose of, or the whole idea of that short film was to simply introduce some of the main character or characters, okay? In this case, we wanted to introduce the protagonist, okay? We wanted to, give the audience a glimpse of what this, the main character is all about in the storyline, okay? Or what he's capable of doing. Just a little bit of glimpse. Hey, 1 second. Okay. And so the whole idea there was to just, just to create a quick scene, just to show the protagonist in action. So the part that you missed, the whole idea here was to have a couple of friends meet up for dinner, and in this case, we had two girls meet up for dinner at a restaurant that they thought was a pretty cool place to go eat at. Okay, they weren't very familiar with the area, and so they get there, and parking's a little tough in the area, and so they end up parking on opposite ends on the street because there's the parking lot's full and all that sort of stuff, okay? And so at the end of dinner, things are getting late. They have dinner, and things are getting a little bit late, and the restaurant's getting ready to close, and so they're getting ready to leave. And as they leave, one of the friend offers the other friend, who you see in the short, a ride to her car, but she says, "I didn't park too far. I think I can just walk or something like that," okay? And so so the friend that you don't see in the short movie leaves and, goes to her car, and she leaves, drives away. This friend, on the other hand, so she's walking around trying to find her car. Unfortunately, lo and behold, she can't find her car. And so she can't find her car, and she tries to dial up and tries to call her friend, after all, to see if her friend can take her to her car, maybe give her a ride, and see if she can help find her car. But her friend doesn't pick up because her friend's phone ran out of batteries. okay? And so the friend that you see in the short film decides to walk into an alley. That's right. Decides to walk through the alley because she says, "Oh, maybe I parked here. Maybe I parked on this end." And so she walks into an alley, and she happens to run into a couple of individuals who are, a little intoxicated, okay? they're a little intoxicated, and they're looking to get a little bit more, like, super intoxicated, and they're short a few, you know, they're short a few bucks and stuff like that. And you don't see this part in the original short. You know, we didn't include this part, but they're looking to get a little, like, super intoxicated, but, and they're short a few bucks to do that. And so they see this great and wonderful opportunity to, you know, snatch a purse. Snatch a purse. And so they go for it. And so I thought a great time to, you know, to show our viewers a first glimpse of the protagonist was right then and there. And so sure enough, the protagonist shows up as these two individuals are trying to snatch a purse from this this girl that walked through the alley trying to find her car. And so they try to snatch a purse, and oh and behold, the protagonist shows up and delivers a couple of, love punches. I call them love punches because they're up-close punches, okay? And he does his thing, okay? He does his thing, and he puts the two, those two individuals in, you know, in handcuffs, and he just leaves them there, and he leaves. He leaves, okay? That's kind of his thing, okay? He just puts you in handcuffs, and he lets the other people take care of the rest and stuff like that, and he just leaves. Okay, but that's the first glimpse of the protagonist. That was just a quick scene, the short film. That was just a quick scene just to show our viewers who the protagonist was, okay? That was just film, but I didn't want to show you all too much, okay? And so that's the idea. And what else happened in that short film? I think that was pretty much it because we kept it pretty short and stuff like that. And so help arrives, and I don't want to give you all the rest, but that's pretty that was the pretty basics of it. Now, 1 second. And so if you didn't get to see that short, the original short, you know, I don't know. We're not going to air that original short. You might see clips here and there, like flashbacks, in the 10-part miniseries. You might see clips here and there of it. But you probably won't see the entirety of that short film. But that was pretty much it. Hang on 1 second. See if we got some visitors here or not. Let's see. Okay, but that was the basics of that original. We kept it pretty short. Hang on 1 second. I think we got some visitors here. And I think we might be, okay, hang on 1 second.